Okay, we're holding Mem Hei Amud Aleph. We finished the parak. We're up to parak Zayin. Shleisha Shachla. Just two quick points on the last Gemara of the sixth parak. We spoke about one drinks water. What bracha does he make? Shahako. Or Tarfut say he makes Marnefashas. We say that, I mean, the Gemara doesn't say it clearly, but the Gemara says, Pei Chazi Ma'ad Amadvar. Go see what the nation does. And what we do is, of course, we make a Shahako before we drink, and we make a Marnefashas of Tarfut's bracha after we drink. But the Gemara right before that discussed a basic question that when it says the Mishnah Lashon, a person who drinks water for thirst, what bracha does he make? What's the Lashon he drinks water for thirst as opposed to what? So Gemara says it comes the exclusion of one who's drinking water to dislodge some meat. If something's stuck in his throat, over there he wouldn't make a bracha, right? Only if he's drinking just for thirst. If he's drinking just for to dislodge something, then he wouldn't make a bracha. So first, practically speaking, of course, if clearly someone's choking, that's obviously very relevant. This idea is relevant. Normally, if someone's choking, you're not really busy making a bracha anyway. You're busy trying to save his life. It's obviously you don't spend time trying to make a bracha. But I would say a more common level is, let's say, taking a pill. Someone has no interest in taking a drink. So he takes a little bit of water to get the pill down. So presumably that would be the same idea. The Chag Yomtza, he's trying to get some food down and he's using the liquid to get it down. He wouldn't have to make a bracha on that water. And the key point the Mefarshim speak out is dafka water. If let's say he takes, in order to get a pill down, he takes a drink of orange juice or a drink of coffee or something else which is flavored, over there you wouldn't say this, that since he's just drinking to get it down, no bracha. Once he's drinking something which has a taste, a beneficial taste, then of course, we've had earlier in the Masechta, even if you do it for a fua, but if you're being nene, you have to make a bracha. Here, you're not, doesn't have a taste, which you're having a na, and it's literally just a method to get the food down, therefore, that's when you don't make a bracha on water. It's point number one. So again, point number one is that only if it's water are we saying is one exempt from a bracha. If it would be another type of drink, one will be chayv a bracha. The second point is this discussion. In this case where you don't make a bracha rishayna, do you make a bracha achrayna? Tosfos brings machlekes, top tosfos on the page, whether grant you're not saying a bracha rishayna, because why? Because you're only drinking the water to get the stuff down. But now that you drink something, do you make a bracha achrayna on the drinking? And we only make barnefashas. So do you make a barnefashas on the drink or not? Tosfos brings a machlekes in the rishaynim, which way we go. Tosfos brings from Amram, that afterwards you do have to make a bracha. He brings from Rabbeinu Meisha that know that just like you don't make a bracha before because no hana, you wouldn't make a bracha either afterwards. So it's a machlekes rishayim. Okay, zaktim mishnah. Shleisha achlu kachas. Three people eating bread together chayv lazamin. The mechuyev to make zimin. Now, just to be clear over here, we obviously there's the idea of benching, right? There's also the idea of zimin before benching, which is Rabbi Yisai Nevarich. He say, let us. It's almost like an introduction to benching. Let us praise Hashem together. It's gathering up the focus to praise Hashem together and then to bench, precedes bench. That's what we're talking about over here. We're not talking about the benching itself. We're talking about the zimin that precedes the benching. And we're saying when three people are eating together, chayim lezamin, the mechuyev to join the zimin. We'll speak about it later in the daf, in today's daf already. But just back in the day, when one would lead in benching, it would be a full job. He would actually be the one that benched. He would be the only one that benched. The other people would do what? They would just sit and listen and be yitz with shemei kaina. That was the way they used to bench. So it was a package deal. But lemaisa, our focus here is on the zimin, not the benching itself. Shesh acho kachas, people eat together, chayim lezamin, the mechuyev to join in the zimin. Achal demai, if you eat demai, of course we've had many times, but again, demai is produce from an amaretz. An amaretz, we know that truma we can assume they take. Maestris, roiv amaretzim, take maestris as well. But miat are lax when it comes to maestris. Maestris, that goes to Levi, they're lax. And therefore, chazal masak, and then we treat the produce of an amaretz as demai that you have to take maestris again. I'm saying again because roiv, you take maestris, you have to take maestris again, just to be safe. But again, it's a chumri d'rabbanan, and therefore there are many kulas. For example, one example of kula is that an ani does not have to be makban demai. An ani is desperate food, need to be makban demai. It's a chumri d'rabbanan, therefore ani doesn't have to be makban. In general, of course, we are makban, but ani doesn't have to be makban, so too bad in our case. When it comes to benching, we're being mechadish that a person who ate demai, he's considered to have eaten proper food with regards to benching, even though he didn't take ma'aser off it. Well, ma'aserishin, not let trumasa, if he ate ma'aserishin, where the truma was taken, you know, whenever you give a levy ma'aserishin, 10% goes to the levy of your produce. The levy has to go then turn and give 10% to the kayan. Levy gives 10% of what he gets to the kayan, which if you just do the math, you always say the kayan gets 2%, let's say 1 of 50. The levy gets 10%, but the levy is giving 1/10 of his to the kayan, so the kayan's really ending up with netting 3%, and the levy's getting 9%. Okay, so Maestrishin, where the Truma was taken off, Maestrishin, Vekta Shniftu, or Maestrishin is the The second set of Maisa, besides Maisa Rishon, in years 1, 2, 4, and 5, you take Maisa Sheni, years 3 and 6, you take Maisa Ani, but in 1, 2, 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, you take Maisa Sheni to eat in Yerushalayim, and if it's too much of a shlap to bring to Yerushalayim, you redeem it, and you eat it where you are, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim. So Maisa Sheni, that was redeemed, or Hektish. Hektish is basic idea of Hektish, that you're not allowed to benefit unless you redeem it. In both the cases, Shenifta, once they're redeemed, halacha is, those are also mutter to eat, of course. The Mar is going to explain what the chiddush is. Once the mutter to eat, of course you can bench, you're mechuyev benching when you eat those things. The waiter who's, he's not really sitting with you, he's serving, but as long as he ate a kazayas, va'kusi or kusi, this is going with the opinion that kusi are considered, they're considered proper gerim. Halach l'maisa, by the way, even though there's a machlekes of the kusi gerim emesim, over time, the kusim certainly went off on a bad way. They weren't behaving properly, they weren't following being shemitar mitzvahs, and therefore we treat them all as if they're problematic in their status of being yidden now. But back in the day, kusim, according to the opinion at least of Gary Emes, they were able to be counted on upon for a, says the Mishnah, mezamen love. In all these cases, the kusi, the shamish, the waiter, or the other foods that we ate, the maaser rishon, maaser sheni, the hegdash shniftu, or the demai, one is allowed to, one is mechuyev to, not just allowed to, is mechuyev to be mezamen, he can join in a zimun. Aval, achal, sorry, achal tevel. But what if a person ate tevel? Tevel is produce that one did not take Trumas Maisa from. Maisa Rishon is under Trumas. Or, really another form of Tevel, the Levi got Maisa Rishon, and Truma wasn't taken from Maisa Rishon. Maisa Sheni v'Hekdash v'Niftu. Or Maisa Sheni v'Hekdash that were not redeemed, and it's being eaten prior to redemption. Hashem Shachal Pachas M'Kedayis. Or Hashem Shachal less than a Kedayis, but Nachri or Goy. Eim Ezam love, you cannot make a Zeman with, on account of these people. They can't join it to Zeman. They can't be part of your, we know the minimum amount is three. They can't, well, actually, I shouldn't say that. The Gemara is going to have a whole discussion whether the minimum amount is three or the minimum amount is maybe even two. But whatever the minimum amount number is, let's say it's two even, you can't make a Zeman with these other people because they're not fit to join into benching. Nash Avadim V'Ketanim, women, Avadim, or Ketanim, Eim Ezamin Aleim, you cannot join them into a Zeman. Ad Kam Ezamin, what's the minimum amount of bread that one must eat in order to join into a Zeman, says the Mishnah, Ad Kazayas. Rabbi Yudah Eimer, Ad Kibetza. Rabbi Yudah says, Ad Kibetza, because it's not enough, you need a Kibetza. Now, in the second set of cases of the Mishnah, we're saying that you can't join a Zeman, the person ate Tevel, Mais Rishalei Niftu, Mais Sheni, Hekdash, what's the case? So, partially the case would be, he did it by mistake. Because if he did it on purpose, the assumption is a guy who's eating Chiv and Misa on purpose, he's not so, doesn't care much about the whole idea of Zeman. I mean, yeah, people are makbid on one mitzvah and completely disregard another mitzvah. You have such a concept, so it's possible, but presumably, someone who's not being makbid on eating tevel, not being makbid on eating hektish, someone who's not being makbid on these things would not be, want to be, not care to be part of a Zeman, presumably. So the simple explanation of the Mishnah is that we're talking about a case where the guy b'shagig, he ate something he wasn't supposed to b'shagig. The question now is, can he do Zeman? But really, it opens up to a bigger question. When a person, let's say a person is eating something that he's not allowed to eat, does he make a bracha? And forget about not just benching, what about bracha reshayna? You make brachas bechlal. A person who's eating is a food he's not allowed to eat. Now, we're not talking about a case where a person is pikuach nefesh, because that means he's allowed to eat it. Whatever he's eating, let's say, we call it pikuach nefesh, a non-kosher food, if he's allowed to eat it. We're talking about a case where a person is, he can't control himself. He has a taiva. He has a taiva to eat basar v'chalav. He has a taiva to eat a davarach, a non-kosher meat. Does he make a bracha or not? This is a fundamental question. It's a big question in the Rishayim. Rambam says that a person who is eating non-kosher, he does not make a bracha before or after. You can't make a bracha on something which is not kosher. You don't make a bracha, say before, say after. You don't make a bracha. And again, the case of Mishnah would be, our discussion would be about joining Zeman, would be either he did a b'shagig, and therefore, we're saying, but even though he still can't join a Zeman, or according to Rambam, that's good for the reason. He can't join a Zeman because he can't be part of brachas when he's eating something he's not allowed to eat. And we're talking about a case, perhaps even of Mazen. Ravid says, no, he looks at our Mishnah and says, our Mishnah was excluding who's allowed to be involved in the Zeman. When we spoke out that the Mishnah is talking about Zeman, not benching. The Mishnah focuses on Zeman, Nevarach Shano. That idea of a group call to bench, to praise Hashem together, he can't be part of that. But benching, on the contrary, our Mishnah is only excluded from Zeman, not excluded from benching. A person who's eating a davar, which is usser, he's not supposed to eat that, of course, but if he's eating it, regardless, because he can't control himself, he does make a bracha, according to Ravid, before and after he makes a bracha, because he's minena melmazah, and therefore, he still does make a bracha. Rambam says you do not make a bracha, Ravid says you do make a bracha. Ravid, we can actually, I would think, understand a little easier. The bottom line is you're benefiting. You're benefiting in that you having got off in this world, so you make a bracha before you eat the food, and afterwards you're full. So you make a bracha for being full. So therefore, you're right, it's davar aser, but so what? You still make a bracha before and after. It's not a mitzvah baba vera. You're thanking Hashem for creating this food, both before and after. That's what we do when we make brachas. So we understand the Ravid. What's Pshat Rambam? So the first one we're saying, Pshat Rambam, a simple lumdus, that since what the whole idea of making bracha, at least before you eat, the idea of making bracha before you eat is asr lahanitz b'ma seb lebracha. You can't benefit from this world without a bracha. If after I make a bracha, the food's still asr, so my bracha is not being matir. When you make a bracha, when the bracha is matir, you eat the food, I make a bracha to be matir. Over here, even nach the bracha, even after I make this bracha, the food's not mutter. The bracha, which is not matir the food, no point in such a bracha. That's the lumdus they explain in Rambam. Where's a practical nafkamina? Practical nafkamina is in a case where a person's eating food where it's mutter. Where it's mutter. Let's say you have a dvar ma'asurim in a case where it's going to be mutter. Beis Yosef says, let's buy chayla. Buy chayla. Beis Yosef says that even Rambam would agree, over there you make a bracha. If it's very good with the Lamsam is saying. Because if the whole reason why you can't eat it is because it's usher. So even when you make a bracha, you're not being mad to yourself to eat it because it's still usher. So over there, does it no point to make a bracha. But if the only if in the case you fell as a chayla, and a chayla is able to eat this food, so the only thing now is you now have enough of this world without a bracha, so over there you make the bracha, even though it's tough for us, even according to Rambam, and that's how the basis of Taka Paschal is according to Rambam, one does make a bracha as a chayla. Again, to remind ourselves, a chayla has to eat tough for us, if it's something which is time sensitive, then could be you wouldn't make a bracha anyway, because we don't play games when it comes to pikuach nefesh. So if it's a pikuach nefesh issue, and that's why he's eating it, then of course you don't have to make a bracha for other reasons. But normal cases can be that the person has enough time to make a bracha. The doctors are saying that he just has to eat this specific food. This specific food happens not to be kosher. He can eat it, but according to Rambam, in that case, he would make a bracha. Yes.
You don't make the bracha like you're stealing.
Correct. Correct. That's exactly the point. Zaktimar, Mananimili. How do we know that three people who eat bread together have to make a zeman? Says Amar Vasi. So the person says, iti with me. He says, declare for Hashem with me in Ramesh Me'achtav. Gadlu's plural. So he's telling two people, Gadlu, iti with me, to three people altogether, him with plus two. Let us ascribe greatness. When I call out Hashem's name, let us ascribe greatness to Hashem. So when I call out as him, plus two others, Havu is plural. So him plus two is plural, is three. Gadlu plus iti, again, two plus him is three. That's the source that three people have zeman. Amr Chana Baraba. Menayin la'ina amen, shalik be kol yesu benavarech. How do we know when a person says amen, he answers amen, he shouldn't be louder than the one who made the bracha. Shemar gadlu sham iti, unra mesham ha'yachtav. We see the lashon is, let us declare the greatness of Hashem with me, and let's exalt the name together. We learn from the Pasuk of the Mashmaya, says they're supposed to be together the same level. The people answering amen shouldn't be greater than the iti, than the one who's saying the praise. Amr Shemar Pazi, menayin she'en, matagam ashlag be kol yesu benavarech. Similarly, how you know the matagam, these seven matagamen, who we teach, every time they read a Pasuk, they have matagam teach the pasuk. How do you know the matagam shouldn't be louder than the kairi? Shadamak, it says, Meisha daber, vole kim yanen bekerel. Meisha was speaking, and Hashem would respond to him with a voice. Shaytam lam bekerel. What is Lashem with a voice? Matam lam bekerel. It should just say, vole kim yanenu. What's yanen bekerel? Matam lam bekerel. Bekerel Lashem Meisha. HaKadosh Baruch responded with the voice of Meisha. That's interesting, because in that case, it's really opposite. The Metargum, if anything, would be Meisha, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered in the call of Meisha, and we're being a proof that the Metargum should be the same level, the same octave, the same sound level as the Kairi. But the Kairi, Hashem was really the Kairi, and Meisha was kind of the Metargum. He was saying over what Hashem was saying to Klai Yisrael, yet we're being the right for the opposite. So Taisa addressed the question, and Taisa answers that Meisha Rabbeinu presumably had to say it loud. Why? Meisha Rabbeinu had to say it loud because he had to get out the message to all of Klai Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have said it very low, because he's talking to Moshe Rabbeinu. We see from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically kept the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu, and this is a right to this klal, that the klal is that whatever level the Kohen is reading, that's the level the Metargum is reading, and because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who had flexibility, so to speak, because he could go loud or low, because he's just speaking to Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have flexibility. He had to speak loud to speak to the people. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu matched Moshe to teach us that the Metargum should always match the Kohen. But by the way, the first of Armadai from here, from this, really, it's the Gemara, but it takes explanation of the Gemara, that's a two-way street, that if not only should the Metargum not be louder than the Kohen, if the Kohen knows, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this case was the Kohen, if the Kohen knows that the Metargum is going to be a certain level, he should try to match his voice to be the same level as the Metargum, and it's actually going to be black and white in the Gemara coming up, this idea, that's two-way street. Says the Gemara, Taina Mahachi, we learned in a Braisa, Ein la Metargum Rasha Lagbia, The Metargim should not raise his voice louder than the Kairi, the one who's reading the Psukim, the reader. So the Metargim, the translator, shouldn't be louder. Vimiev shouldn't, here's that flip side. Vimiev should Metargim like be a Kairi, can I get a Kairi? Yamach Kairi. This is the idea that, again, that we just put off a Tesvis. That if the Metargim cannot raise his voice to a certain level, then the Kairi should make sure to keep his voice lower too. Obviously, it shouldn't be so low that you can't hear. It's got to be loud enough that the people can still hear, just like, you know, by the Teshuvah, by different places in the Torah where you read low. Low doesn't mean you read it low that you can't hear. Of course, people have to be able to hear. But the point is, if he knows the Metargim only reaches a certain level, the Kairi should not go higher, because again, we want to have the Kairi and the Metargim's levels matching. Okay. Itbar, Shnayim Shach Lukachas. If you have two people that are eating bread together, Pligi, Rav Rabbi Echanan, Rav Machlekes, Big Machlekes of here, Im Chanamer, Im Ratzel, Zamin, Zamin. The Chanamer, one says no. We said in our Mishnah, Shleisha Shachla Megzimen. We have Machlekes Rav Rabbi Echanan, so far not sure who says what. The Menorah and Beis is trying to prove who says what. Before we get there, we want to just understand that, bring rise to this general Machlekes. Can two people make a Zimen or not? That's the Shalav here. When the Mishnah says that three people make Mezamen, maybe the Mishnah is like this. By three people, you're Mechuyev to have a Zimen, but by two, you're not Mechuyev, but it's optional. You're allowed to. Or no, two cannot make a Zimen. So Machlekes Rav Rabbi Echanan. One says, we're not sure who says what. One says two people can, yes, make a Mezimen, and one says two people cannot make a Mezimen. Our Mishnah says three people eat together. Isn't it fairly obvious? Three yes, two not. It's a right against the sound of two. Mar says no. We already spoke the answer. Over there, we're talking about our Mishnah by three is a chayva, by two is a rishus. But maybe two do have the permission if they so choose. They could make a zeman. That is good for the machlekes. Says the Mar. Tashmas b'yiraya. Shleisha shachlu kachas chayva l'zamein. Beimishon lechalik. It says three people eat together. They are mechuyev to make them a zeman, and they can't separate. Now, why can they separate? Mechuyev, they can't separate, because if they separate, they won't be able to bench. They won't be able to bench. Says the Mar, Shleisha and Shnayim Lai. You see, it's very clear that three people are able to make a zeman, not two. Mechuyev, what the Mar means, the question is if two are able to be mezamen, they can have a zeman optionally, so why would there be a problem if three people leave? If three people leave, why is there a problem if three people leave? If one of the three people leave, why is there an issue? You still can have zeman with two. Bishlam, if you tell me that only three could bench and not have zeman and not two. So if one person out of three leaves, he's messing up a zeman, that's a problem. But if you tell me that anyway you could bench, you could have zeman with two, so what's the difference if one guy leaves? Why are we so mocked by that when three people leave, that now that they have no rishus to separate? They have no rishus to bench individually because they're losing their zeman. They're not losing their zeman. One guy benches by himself, and the other two can still do zeman. Says the Mar, no. Shani Hassam, the kavle b'chayv meikara. Again, just like we're maskim that everyone agrees three are mechuyev zeman and two are not mechuyev. The only machlokes is whether two is optional or whether two is able to make a zeman or not. Once there was a chiyev established via three people being together to go from a matzav of chiyev down to a matzav of optional is a downgrade. This is the famous idea. Mitzvah of Eisa is more schar. Gadol mitzvah of Eisa. Rashi brings it over here. This is the concept of Kedushin of Lamed. I think it's the Lamed, Lamed Aleph. Gadol mitzvah of Eisa. Yeser. Main mitzvah of Eisa. Mitzvah of Eisa. It gets more schar than a mitzvah of Eisa. Three people are mitzvah of Eisa. They're mechuyev. Two people are not mechuyev. So even though you still could bench, we'd rather have been a mitzvah of Eisa of three. The idea, by the way, of course, is famous idea. Why is a mitzvah of Eisa more schar, more of mitzvah, because it's no pas pasali, he explains. He has no choice. He's obligated to the mitzvah. He has the Yetzirah fighting him against the mitzvah. Whereas a person who's not mechuyev, the Yetzirah is always much weaker, because even if he doesn't do it, okay, there's less pressure. There's less pressure because he has a choice. You want to do it, yeah, for now. When something's optional, there's much less of a stress, much less of a pressure. Therefore, a mitzvah is against more schar. So the Mar is answering again that you're right. Two could potentially still bench if they want to, but three would create a chiyuv. They have to bench, and we prefer to bench from a matzav of chiyuv than from a matzav of rishus. Tashema. Another ride to this discussion. A waiter is waiting on two people. Even though they didn't give him permission, he can eat with them because the assumption is they want to have three to get to a zeman. What if he's serving, waiting on three people? Then they have a zeman without him. He cannot eat with them, he can't partake with them unless they give rishus. What do you see? You see when there's two, he's allowed to eat with them in order to get the zeman. But if two could bench make a zeman without three, then why would the shamash be allowed to eat without permission? Answers the Gemara. Shiny hasam, top of a maze. Same idea again. We already established that what? Rashi again says the top Rashi on the page. We've established them when there's three people together and it creates a chiyav, a mechuyav to bench, a chiyav to bench zeman, that's for sure greater than the optional benching zeman. So in a case we have, you get to three as opposed to two, there's definitely a mile of three over two, even if you're the two can have a zeman. And it's enough of a mile that the waiter can partake in the food without permission. He can assume that they want him to join because they want to have a zeman for of chiyav as opposed to for shows. That's certainly a enough of a reason. However, it's not a right to shayla whether or not two could bench. Maybe two could have zeman, but it's only optional. It's only optional as opposed to three, which is a chiyav. So we still have no raya to whether two is allowed to make a zeman or not. Tashema, the Maritav is speaking another raya. Nashim mizam atzman v'avad mizam atzman. This is the brisa. It's a little more elaborate than our Mishnah. Women bench themselves in a group. V'avad mizam atzman. So women can make a zeman by themselves. And then, by the way, Paschal Shmei Halach L'maisa, women are allowed to make a zeman by themselves. V'avad mizam atzman. And slaves can make a zeman by themselves. There's actually a machloikis, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi and Tosfos versus Rabbi Yehuda and the Rush. Rashi and Tosfos say that women have a reshus, and that's a Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Women have a reshus to make zeman. Rabbi Yehuda and Rush say, no, that's not a reshus. Very good. The chayev. Women are mechuyev to make a zeman. Women, when they have three women together eating, according to the Rush, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the Goyen, the Grua Paskins this way, the women, when they're sitting together and three of them are eating, they have a chayev to make a zeman. Different people have different minute in the Haggah, because I don't want to give up an Haggah. Some women are naive to make Zeman when they eat together. Our Haggah generally is when the women eat with the men, then the men are the ones that make Zeman, and the women answer, right? But when the women are alone, it's clear, according to Rashi Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch, it's a Rishus. According to Rabbi Yehuda Rush, and the Vilna Gaon goes this way, it's actually a Chiyav for them to make Zeman. The most practical upshot of this is, it seems to be in some circles, many circles, women do not make Zeman by themselves these days. But when you're having a zeman at a Shabbos table and the men make zeman, there's always a feeling by the nashim of, yeah, we can still shmooze or whatever we're doing. We don't have to join in the zeman because we're not part of it. On the contrary, if we're saying they're allowed to do brishus, and according to some, there's actually chiv in the nashim, so granted when there's men around, the men lead a benching, but the women should certainly be answering and benching specifically during the time of zeman, in order to fulfill either according to the Rashi, Rabbeinu Yehuda, Chiyuv, or at least be yet to this Rishus, according to Tosfos and according to Rashi. Okay, so anyway, says the Brisa, women can make a zeman themselves, avadim zam atzmei, avadim can make a zeman themselves. Nashim avadim ketanim, when you have a mixture of women slaves and ketanim, in ratzel zamen, im zamen, if they want to make a zeman together, they don't make a zeman. We'll see later, because there's a different problem over there. We don't want the women and the slaves mingling and making zeman. It can lead to bad things. Fine. V'amei nashi ketrei gavri dami. The Gemara says, a big aside. 100 women are the equivalent of the Gavi Zeman, the equivalent of like two men. This should be a raya that when you can't have a Zeman as a Chiyav, you still have it as an option, like by two men. Why? Because we're saying women are, 100 women are still have a din like, and most like two men. They don't have a din of three men to create a full fledged chiyuv. They don't have a din like three men. And still was saying the mizam latzmai. Isn't it a raya that two men would have an option to make a zeman? Says the Gemara, Shani Yasmin no dikud day. Gemara says you're wrong. Who told you that 100 women have a status of two men? Maybe over there we have many dais, we have many women. The idea of it is praising Hashem, and we have many women, many people together to praise Hashem. Many women maybe do have an obligation. Maybe two men alone is not enough dais to create an option to make zeman, but many women would have the option because they have rave days. There's a lot of people together praising Hashem, and that quorum is enough to make a mitzvah of zeman. Iachi, effect in 1 second. We have women of them together. If they want to make a zeman, they can't. What do you mean? But if you tell me you have a lot of days together, that's reason enough to make a zeman. Am I lie? Like a days? I have this days here. Shiny Hasamar says no. Mishum Pritzus, we spoke about before. Oh, this is a separate concern. You're right. Maker, I did when you have nashim out of them together. Alt people, maybe there would be enough of a group there, enough of a quorum to make a zeman. The reason you don't do it over there is because of a priestistic issue. Okay. So we've deflected all the rayas. We're left with the machlekes. We have machlekes, Rav Yerbichim, we don't know who says what. By two men sitting together, are they able to make zeman? Optionally, they're able to do it. They're just not mechuyev, or they're not even allowed to make zeman. We have machlekes. We don't have any final psak over here in this gemara, any raya one way or another. Now we want to prove at least who says what. Rav and Rechon, we don't know who's the author of which opinion. It's time to Rav Damar. Rav's one says, Ratzel Zama, Im Zamanim. If they want a bench, they cannot join in Zeman. Damar of Dima, Rabbi Yosef, Amar Rav. Shoshach, Lukachas, three people eating together, Vyatzechem, and the Shuk. And one of them goes out to the marketplace currently. One of them left from the where they were eating, and he's in the marketplace. They call out to him, Zamanilov. They call out to him and say, join us. Join us. And answers a benching. Now, time of the current lay. It sounds like, why are they able to bench? Because they called out to him, and he was responsive. He's able to hear them. Halei karen lay. If they didn't call out him lay, if they just left two people, they weren't about to bench. The chayrit's mistaver that Rav, and this member said the name of Rav. So Rav's one who says that when you have two people alone, they cannot bench. It's not even optional. They can't bench. That's why you need to be karen, the guy who left. Says the Gemara again. We know the answer from before. Shani hasam ikvle chayvim make karen. No. The reason why they were particular to call the guy and have him respond to be part of benching is because it was created a chiyav. We said gadol mitzvah v'aisa. Three people have a chiyav. Two people are option. We want to be yetsa in a matzav of chiyav as opposed to a matzav of option, therefore they called him, but it's not a raya that two people alone couldn't have had an optional Zeman, and therefore we have no raya that Rav is that cheetah. And Mar says, you're right, actually flip it. El Tastayim, make a proof to Rabbi Yechonon to Amar in Ratzalam Em Zaman. Actually, bring a proof that Rabbi Yechonon is the one who says that if they want to bench two people to make a Zeman, they cannot. Why? Not even optional. Two people being together, when two people being together, one could be yetzer birchas chaveri. Favinaba. And this lashon being yetzer birchas chaveri means it's the regular idea of I make a bracha and I make to you. It's not zeman. Zeman is considered as if they bench together. Remember, we spoke up before, speaking now, when we saw the parak. The derech back then was by zeman, one person would lead in zeman, he would be the one that benches the whole benching. That's not considered one being mevarach for his friend. They're benching ka'achas. That's called, that they're all benching, how? Via this one guy, but they're all benching ka'achas. That's not one person being made to his friend. One person makes his friend is one person saying a bracha, and the other is being yates with Shemei Kaina, but he's being made to his friend over here. They're benching as one, together as one group in a joint zeman. Halach lemaisa, by the way, is that was the ikka way to do it back in the day. Why did we stop? The mile of one person benching as a mile of Revim Hajjus Melech, all benching together. The mile of each person benching themselves is mitzvah bay, yes, mishluchay, do it yourself is better. Lemaisa, we stopped for a separate issue. We stopped the reason because those two svaras. We stopped benching when one person leads everyone is because we're concerned that benching takes too long and we're not able to concentrate and listen to every word. If we're not going to listen to the words, then you're not going to be able to benching. The people are going to space out. They're not going to listen to benching properly. Therefore, we switched on Haggah that what? That each person should bench themselves. However, the Mishmarur brings, that a person should, even when you're benching yourself, everyone benches themselves, a person should be particular. The one who's leading and benching should at least read the first bracha out loud. Mm-hmm. And the other people should at least, at the very least, the more the merrier of benching, say the first bracha verbatim, word for word, with the fellow who's leading and benching, in order to get that mila of benching v'revam hadmel together, as if the person leading is benching, even though again, over here, we're saying the words ourselves, but as if we're all benching together. Fine. But what do you see this brisa? Two people eating. One could be yetsa with his friend's benching. What's the chiddush? You always could be yetsa your friend. Tanina, shamav le'aniyatza. We heard that even if a person hears a bracha and doesn't answer amen, you're still yetsa. That's a klal, by the way. Shemei kaina, you don't have to answer amen. It's preferable. Rambam's lashon actually is when a person says amen, as if he made the bracha himself, and if he says, don't say amen, he's yetsa. Sounds like there's a mailot saying amen. But the point is, if you didn't say amen, you're still yetsa. From Rabbi Zeir, let me share mirchas azim and benayim. So Rabbi Zeir explained, you know what the chiddush member was? That one's being mighty his friend, like we just said, it's not a din of zeman. He's just being mighty his friend like any other brach of Shemei Kaina, but not a din of zeman. So we see clear, Tistayim, a clear raya. Rabbi Eichon is the author of this memra, and Rabbi Eichon is saying that two people bench together, one could be mighty chaveirai, right? Bivirchasa in his bracha. So it's Ruvain's bracha, and he's being mighty Shimon with Ruvain's bracha, but it's not the pshat that he's benching on behalf of the two of them, because you do not have zeman. It's your case. Tistayim, the Rabbi Eichon's one says that you do not have zeman by two. It's Rav who says you have zeman by two. Amar le Rav Barvuna. Rabbanu Dasman Marava, Ami, the Rabbanu came from Eretz Yisrael. They said, in Ratzel Zam Mezamnin, they came back and said, if you want to bench, you could bench with two even. My love to Shmuel Rabbi Yechanan, we know who was the Rav of Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yechanan. Rav was the Rav in Bavel. Rabbi Yechanan, we just had a couple of blad ago, Rabbi Yechanan says, just the other day, the Nusach Lebracha of Ala Aretz Vala Peris, right? Maybe it's yesterday's daf. Rabbi Yechanan's one says, Al Perisah, because he lived in Eretz Yisrael, it's Peris. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and the message that came up for Eretz Yisrael was that two people that want to make a zeman, can yes make a zeman? So isn't the author Rabbi Yechanan of Eretz Yisrael the one who said this psak? Not like what we just said. Says the Gemara, no. Loi, my love, the Shem Leim, Rabbi Yechanan, loi, the Shem Leim, Rav, mekami denachas lebavel. They heard this from Rav before he went to Bavel. Rav, before he went to Bavel, was in Eretz Yisrael. So Rav is of the opinion we just proved. Rav is the one who says that two people that want to bench together, can yes bench together. It was Rabbi Yechanan who said they can't bench together. They heard from Rav in Eretz Yisrael before he left Eretz Yisrael that he said the psak, the two people can yes make a zima together. It's optional. Gufa. Amar b'dimi b'reisim arav shleish shachlu kachach three people eat together. One of them goes out to the marketplace. He's leaving them, leaving two remaining. Karelim mizamnim. The two that are remaining, they call out to the guy and say, "Answer us in our ziman." Amar b'ayi b'hudik karelim ani. He can only be part of the ziman. It only works to have a ziman of three if. When they call him, he says, yeah, okay, fine. And he sticks around. How long does he have to stick around for, by the way, of course? Says the Gemara. He sticks around for the first bracha. But only if he can answer them, is he still could be mistarf to their Zeman. Amar Mazuchav Lamar and El Bashlesha, Asafka by three, Avasara Adonaisi. By three, it's okay if two are here and one's a little further away, it's okay, it still works. But Asara, where you're doing a group of 10, it's a different level of praising Hashem's name, the guy has to actually come back. He can't, if he departed, it doesn't work. Maskar Vashi, Adarab, on the contrary, if Mastavra, it's Mastavra opposite, Tishner and Kasara. We have nine people, looks like a massive group, as the Milo looks like 10. Very hard to see the distinction between 9 and 10 people, and therefore, even though he's far away, he's able to hear, he's part of the group, and therefore it could work. But two is very clear, very stark, the difference between two and three, so over there it shouldn't work. Like the first memra, that what? My time, that when you have 10 people, may have 10 people, the 10 all have to be present. My time, I keep it the boy, let Kurish and Shemaim, because they have 10 people. You're saying the verse, like, Kenu. You're saying Hashem's name, and to say Hashem's name, Batsim Asar Lavar Chaira. You don't say Hashem's name in a public forum like that, unless you have 10 people. So therefore, by 10, we're saying they all have to be present. By 3, even if one guy's further away, but as long as he can still hear, and they can converse, he can answer, he can be part of it. Amar Abaye, Naktinan, Shnayim Sha'achlu, Mitzvah lechalik, shnayim shachlu kachas. If two people eat together, it's a mitzvah for them to separate. It's a mitzvah for them to bench separately. Meaning, as opposed to, okay, let's assume we're not being seimech on ziman b'chlal. It's a mitzvah to separate, to each say the words themselves, and not be yetzo shemei kaina, really similar to the idea we spoke of before, that's better if each one to bench himself, and not be yetzo. We're saying alech ma'is in our days, because of concentration purposes, Abaye is saying already back then, it's better to be yetzo one by himself, and not be yetzo with his friend, tanya machi, shayim shachul kachas, two people that eat together, mitzvah lechalik, it's a mitzvah for them to separate and bench alone, but medra mamurim b'shayim seifrim. But one is, of course, only shayim seifrim. Seifrim means, literally, seifrim would mean, scribes. It means they'll be scholars. They both know the words. They know how to bench. And if they know how to bench, they're best to bench themselves. If one's a sefer, one's a bur. If one knows how to bench and one does not know how to bench, then of course, sefer and berach bur yaitse. The sefer should say the benching and the other one should be yaitse with the sefer. Amar Rava. I said this memra on my own, but then it was reported in the name of Rav Zeira, like my memra. Three people that eat together. One person has to interrupt his meal for the two. Meaning, let's say two are ready to bench and one's not. He's got to pause in his meal to be able to help the other two have a zeman. However, but two don't have to pause for one. One pauses for two, but two doesn't have to pause for one. We have a story of Rav Papa, Rav Papa interrupted a meal for the sake of his son, Abamar. Rav Papa and someone else. That was two people stopping the meal to join in zeman with one, with the son. Rashi explains, did it give honor to his son? He did the Mishut Zedin. Really, two people do not have to stop for one in order to get benching. But Rav Papa did it for the honor of his son. That's not the Ikar Halacha. And again, how much time do you have to wait for? You wait till the person leads in Zeman. He then says the first bracha. Once he finishes the first bracha, the two people that are waiting, well, the one person's waiting, can go back to continue his meal. Rav Yehuda Bar Meimer, Mar Bar Vashi, Rav Acha Medifti, Baruchi Rift Bar Dadi. So Yehuda Bar Meimer, Mar Bar Vashi, and Rav Acha Medifti all ate bread together. Lavi Be'ahu, Chadavi Mufl Mechavri. None of them was distinguished amongst the others. Levruchilu to bench on their behalf, to lead in Zeman, and again, back in the day, to bench the whole benching on behalf of everyone. Hadda Amri. Hadda, this they said, three people that sit together. That Amachiv Naziman, Hani Minhechadik Adam Gadol. Is that Dafka when there's a person who's Adam Gadol amongst them, and he is clearly the leader to lead? Avlechadik Adam, the new one, they're all equal. Chilik Brachas Adif, it's better that each one bench themselves. Baruch Inish Lavshay. Chilik Brachas Adif, better to separate the Brachas and let each one bench himself. Also, come in here, Meimar Amalu, Yidei Brachas, Bracha, sorry. Factual. They went and they actually benched separately because they understood the Mishnah only when someone's greater should lead. Over here, no one's greater, so they actually benched separately. When they came to Mereimar, Amalu, he said to them, Yidei Bracha Yitzasam, Yidei Zimun Yitzasam, you Yitzah benching, but you weren't Yitzah the din of Zimun. Maybe you say, okay, let's do Zimun now, let's at least do Zimun afterwards. You're not going to bench again, for sure not, but let's at least do the Zimun. In Zimun Lamafreya, Zimun can only be before benching, Zimun can't be after benching. There is a halacha that a person who already said the first bracha of benching, if they need him for a quorum, if they need him to have three people for a zeman or 10 people for a zeman, if he only said the first bracha, he's allowed to pause and answer with the Zeman. But once everyone finished benching, certainly over there, they cannot do Zeman. Bo matzin kishem v'rachim. What if someone didn't eat, and he finds a group of people, it's very, very negeya lech l'maisa, this is most negeya by shal shiddis. People don't eat shal shiddis in shul, come back to shul for ma'ariv, and the people who ate shal shiddis in shul are benching. I mean, it can happen any time, but it's a very common occurrence where a person who didn't partake in the meal sees other people about to engage in Zeman. So again, the most common case would be in shul by Ma'ariv on Shabbos, where you weren't there for Shal Shiddus, but it could be any time you join into a group, you sit down by a table, you invite for dessert, and you come in and they're ready benching, and they're starting to do Zeman, and you weren't there. So do you sit quietly while they say these brachas to Hashem? You sit on the outside. If you go and find them while they are benching, what does he respond when they are saying blessings of Hashem? What does he respond? Rav Zudamar, Baruch HaMavayrech. He says Baruch HaMavayrech. So when they say Baruch Shechalim B'Shalai, when people say bless Hashem that we ate from his, he says Baruch HaMavayrech Shmai Tamid. Rav Papa Amar, Eina Amin. He just says Amin. Filei Plikas Omachleikas. Had Shechinuk Amin Avarech. When they're saying the Zeman, he says Baruch HaMavayrech. Had Shechinuk Amin Baruch. When they're saying benching, then just answers Amin to the bracha. Ashkenu to come in Nevarich. I'm Baruch Nevarich. The Baruch elaborates. If he finds him in the middle of saying Nevarich Lekenu, Rabbi Sevel mentioned in the Zeman, he says Baruch Nevarich. I'm a Baruch Nevarich. Ashkenu to come. I'm a Baruch. I'm a Baruch. If he sees them actually benching, Aina Amin answers Amin. Tani Chadam. Aina Amin. Achar Kol Baruchayis of Arizam Shibach. One who answers Amin after all of his own brachas, he's praiseworthy. When it says one who answers Amen after, again, the word calls in parentheses, when it says one who answers Amen after his own brachas, it's referring to Bnei Shalayim. By Bnei Shalayim specifically, we say Amen to that bracha. But all the brachas, one should not say Amen to his own bracha. Abaya Anilei, because Abaya would answer Amen out loud. He'd say the word Amen out loud after the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, Bnei Bracha Levi Shalayim. Why did he do that? Because the first three brachas are Dereisa. Hatev Meitev is ready, Midarbanan. Keich Nelasham Pailam Lukaimu, that Tev Meitev of Dereisa. In order that the worker should realize that the Dereisa portion of venturing is up, and now it's Dereisa, and they have a chiv to go tend to their work. They're working for someone, they're on someone else's time, someone else's dime, and the Mechiv is a Muslim of how important Yenim's being careful of someone else's money is. They have to get up and they can't even say the Bracha Tev Meitev sitting down over there with the group, because they can only do the Chiv Dereisa. They cannot do the Chiv Dereisa on someone else's Cheshbon. Ravashi on the contrary did opposite. He said the Bracha Bnei Bracha Shalayim Amen. He said the Amen quietly in order not to make a clear disparity between a clear to distinguish between the first bracha and the fourth bracha. Why? In order not to be mezalzel, to downgrade a Tev Meitev, in order to keep her on the same level. On the contrary, he said the Amen B'lachash, opposite of what Abaye did. We'll pick up here tomorrow.